What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, the one and only Chuck Foreman. Obviously Viking great, but beyond. And tonight we find him in Verndale, Minnesota, where they know a little bit about playing a winning brand of football, and he was there to help some of the football players and the team today. Chuck, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you very much for having me, Mike. It's good to always talk to you. I'm down here in Verndale, actually, with a little youth camp here they have in the town. The town, they do a great job down here, and, you know, they do a lot of things down. I was down in, I think it was a Sebeka or
Sebeka,
something like that.
Yep.
Sebeka.
Yep.
Sebeka yesterday. And Verndale today, and so like it's been a nice little trip.
When you watch kids play football, can you tell real quickly where they're at and what they need to work on?
I can see when kids are this young, and I can see them. You know, some are a little developed quicker than others. You know, as physically, but then every now and then you see one or two out there that. You know, you see a little something special in them, you know, and that means, that, you know, the mental, physical part of it, but, and they enjoy it. So, yeah, I can see that in a lot of young kids, yeah.
Were you always the biggest, fastest, and strongest when you were growing up?
No, not at all. But I always competed, that's for sure. There's something, that's one thing I always did. I worked me or anything like that.
Well, you mean, so when did you evolve into, I mean, I know you were a tight end in high school at one point in time, but when did it dawn on people that, hey, this kid's got a little something more?
I think when I was younger, I used to always compete with the older guys, tried anyway. So yep. I was always out there with the older guys. You know, they were beating me up, pushing me around, whether it be on the basketball court or football. And then, you know, I remember when I went into high school, and back then, you know, you played in the 10th grade. You know, I just remembered, you know, when we were in there, we had these little drills and stuff that I saw supposed to be the best, toughest guy on the team that played defense. And we had these little Oklahoma drills, and I just jumped right in there with him.
Yeah.
And I established myself right then with the team, you know.
Did you really? You jumped in for the one-on-one, huh?
Yeah, I jumped in with the one-on-one.
The old Oklahoma,
with the toughest guy on the team. You know, and I was quicker than him, and that was too bad for him, but that's how I started.
Yeah, and then you win the respect of the locker room, right?
Exactly. So okay. That's where I got started. But I respected everybody there. I was just a sophomore, but.
I got you. No.
Right.
Yes, Chuck Foreman is our guest. Chuck, what do players look for in a coach? The Vikings have a new coach now, Kevin O'Connell. What do they want to find out as early as they can?
What they want to do, I mean, to me, I like an honest coach. I like a coach that's, you know, that can communicate with me, that's going to tell me what I really need to do, not what I want to know. I think that's the basic thing for me that I look for in a coach, you know, and, you know, he's got to be real.
You didn't have to play for many different coaches with the Vikings because it was the same staff pretty much throughout, right?
Yeah, Bud had the same guys around, the same staff. And of course, he ran the show, and and his assistants were, you know, we had great assistants, and Bud didn't do a whole lot of anything but observe.
Yep.
And observe he did.
And observe, you know, he did. Yep.
Right, because nothing went by him at all. So he was unique in that way.
Yes, he was. The Vikings have Dalvin Cook and Alexander Mattison, two running backs that are both pretty darn good. Madison's had to kind of wait his turn. Do you like that duo, and do you wish they'd feature them more?
Well, I think we're blessed to have two backs like of that caliber. Of course, you know, Dalvin Cook. You know, I've been knowing a whole lot about Dalvin Cook more before he knew I knew about him.
Yeah?
I knew Dalvin Cook because a lot of my friends, when I coached in my high school and stuff in Miami, and I remember a friend of mine that's a coach down there named Arnold Johnson, he was saying, Chuck, you know, we got this kid down here named, you know, Dalvin Cook, and he's going to be going to Miami since. He says, but let me tell you something. He's one of the best I ever seen come out of Miami. So I knew that. I knew that about him when he was just like a sophomore in high school.
Okay, he was trending, huh?
Yeah, he was trending then. And then, of course, he goes off to Florida State. They wanted him at Miami, and then now we got him in Minnesota. But I knew about Dalvin when he didn't even know about me.
How good is Alexander Mattison?
I think Alexander Mattison is as good as, you know, let's put it like this. If he wasn't in Minnesota, he'd be starting with another team in the NFL.
Yeah.
I don't think I could say it better than that. He's got that kind of talent. Fortunately, we have both of them. Unfortunately, he's behind Dalvin Cook. So, but that's a good thing for us because, you know, with the way things go during the football season, your guy can get banged up. You need to have a guy that can come in where you don't lose anything. And fortunately for us, we have that.
Now, I talked to Alexander not long ago. We were sitting there discussing. We were just sitting on the park bench talking. And I said, I observe you and Dalvin to have a great relationship. And I said, and even though you're competing for the same spot, I said, I always see you guys laughing and just things that, you know, you read between the lines and say, these two really seem like they get along well. And I said, you're competing for the same space. And he said, Dalvin told me when I got here, he said, beat me out. Go ahead, beat me out. Do everything you can to take my job because that's how I'm going to get better.
Right.
And I know, you know, when you got here, it's a little bit different because you had veterans sitting there, Oscar Reed, and I mean, some pretty good, you know, Dave Osborne. And, but what was your theory about that? Did you want in the room? Was it important that you got along with the other running backs or not?
Well, no question about it. Of course, they had a veteran room, running back room anyway, and all of them were pretty successful when I got here.
Yeah.
I think they had a sense that I was there to, you know, to replace them for sure. But instead of them, I mean, they embraced me. I guess I can say it like that. Yeah. They all showed me the ropes and showed me what I needed to do. They put the hard work in, and they set good examples for me. I just did everything they did when I was at practice. You know, Dave Osborne, you know, he run, you know, every play he run the whole field. And so I said, okay, that's what I did. So I did that. They taught me, you know, how to read, you know, defenses for the most part, how to pick up blitzes, everything you needed to know. And the main thing was if you wanted to be in the game, you know, the entire game, you had to be able to pick up a blitz.
Ah.
And that was the key. You know, people don't realize that, but as a runner, if you can't pick up a blitz, you're not at every down back.
Then. Yeah.
You're just the one, you know, you're just not.
Yep.
And that takes you off the field on the most critical down in the game, and that's third down.
Yep.
And be in there on the critical down. So I learned how to pick up the blitzes. And to identify when they were coming and how to cheat to pick it up. And that's one of the key things, you know, if you're going to be an every down back, you got to do. And fortunately, you know, Dalvin's been able to do that. And, of course, we've had Adrian here. He wasn't able to be on the field on third downs. And he was a great runner and all, but, you know, that took away from his game. Because he wasn't able to do, or he didn't pick up blitzes as well.
What was Ed Marinaro like as a teammate? He went on to fame as an actor and still is doing some acting. Well, and he Eddie played the same position as you.
Yeah, Eddie was a great teammate. You know, then they moved him from. I played fullback. You got to remember, I was a fullback. Eddie was the two-back, which is the running back. But Eddie was a great teammate and actually a really good player. And, we got Brent McClanahan in there, and they traded Eddie off to the New York Jets.
Yeah.
But he was a good friend, great friend, really good football player, and really enjoyed. And still today,
Yep.
When I have a relationship with Eddie.
Yeah, he went on to Hill Street Blues, and he was the heartthrob of America there for a while, old Eddie was.
Yeah,
everybody wanted to be like Eddie there for a while, didn't they?
I always asked him, I said, why'd you leave Hill Street Blues?
Yeah.
Because I said, you had a great deal. He had this pilot coming up, and he was going to be the star in the pilot and stuff like that. And, it didn't work out, but, he had a great run.
And he had many options while he was in the midst of all that, as they say. Now, Chuck, training camp is 11 contact periods. I asked Ed Donatello, the defensive coordinator, about it. They said, can you get out of a training camp what you want to get out of it if you don't hit very much? It's a lot different than when you played at Mankato. I mean, guys, tonight, Chuck, when they get done with meetings, they just go home. Can you imagine that, a training camp? No dorm. No getting, making sure the air conditioner's running. Do you think that this is a good way to approach it, the short training camps and guys going home at night?
I think it does a lot. Physically, it saves a lot for them, for sure. And I think with the way they do that now, I guess it's working.
Well, and if everybody's doing the same thing, it's not like you're losing out to somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. So, everybody's doing the same thing. And, physically, I think it's smart. We used to have 6-week training camp. And
six weeks and six games in training camp. Now they play three games,
Right. So it was physically, you were actually playing almost a half a season in the preseason.
Yeah.
So I think it's smart to do it that way. It takes it saves your players. It does a lot of good things. I think that was a good choice for a good change
for the NFL. All right, last question. You sell a lot of your own merchandise now, and you've become an entrepreneur because through social media, there's things that you can do. What's on the docket right now? What are you selling? How do people find it?
Well, they can go to ChuckForeman44.com. They have a lot of different things on there. I know they're working on a lot of different products to come out. I don't want to say products, but different things, like maybe different T-shirts, different shirts, different hats, pictures, bobblehead type things,
yep.
And football. We got a lot of different things that are coming out there, and we try to change up a little bit. Because people do collect a lot of stuff, and so we try to make things attractive to people. And then also they can go in there if they want us to, if they got something going on, birthday parties, or just to come watch the game with us, or all those kind of things where we can mingle now that COVID's over. All of those things are available. So, and plus we're getting booked up pretty much for the whole season, so if anybody's interested in just,
you mean for Sundays and things like that?
Yeah, for all that. Yeah, so
watch a game with Chuck, kind of thing.
Yeah, so we'll be able to do that. There'll be a couple games that I think that will take a fan or two, or somebody that wants to come to a game with me to go down there. We're even going to do that. So
wow,
we're kind of spreading out. It's kind of like I'm feeling my way through it. And it's been really enjoyable, for sure. And the fact that I haven't played football in a long time and people still requesting me to be a different player is kind of mind-blowing, but I'm enjoying it.
You found some great photos, too, and it's too bad you didn't, if you had cameras like they have cameras now on your phone, holy cow, but some of that stuff that pops up on there, you and Fred Zambrilletti in the training room, things like that, I just can't believe it.
You know what? I don't know where Ben finds all that stuff, but people send in stuff. I don't know what site he goes to or how he does it, but there's a lot of things that come in there that I can't even believe He has. Heck, I didn't even know that the pictures were being taken. But yeah, but it, you know, and that's the interesting thing about the whole thing is, like, I'm never surprised at the things that people send in or Ben finds out there that you know, that are out there.
Yeah, it's fun stuff. It's interesting stuff. Hey, Chuck, have fun coaching the kids. I know you'll be encouraging to them, but we appreciate your time very much.
Well, it's always a privilege to be with you, Mike. You know, you're one of the best, man. And, you know, we're blessed to have you on there for so long.
I appreciate that, man. It's just that so long part I don't like here, but I get it.
But wait a minute, man. You know, I go way back with you.
Long time ago. Remember, we went and taped a show at a casino years ago. Remember, we flew to the casino, you and I and Jerry Burns and Darren Nelson, and taped some shows. Remember that?
Yeah, man, I sure did. So, but anyway, man, you had a long run. You're going to have a longer run. So the people are blessed to have you on there for as long as you're there.
That's all I
ask. We look forward to it.
Thanks, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.